Log for He's So Worth It Ministries, April 21st, 2020. Ah, getting relief by releasing our burdens one by one. All of our backpacks are not created equal. Your pack may be way bigger and heavier than mine. God's plan is unique for each of us. You can trust Him to provide wisdom and sufficient strength for your individual needs and to live in a godly way despite the load He may ask you to bear. So let's look at our lives specifically and evaluate what we might be able to eliminate, rearrange, or get someone else to help share our load. Let's see how we can get relief by releasing our burdens one by one. Unnecessary burdens. These are things out of your control. Hurricanes, a wayward child, and so on are completely out of our control. In these situations, do what you can, release the rest into God's capable hands. Worrying is counterproductive. Other people's responsibilities. We can prevent people from maturing if we take on their responsibilities. Moms, untie those apron strings. Other people's burdens. Help others with their burdens, but don't carry it for them. Ache with them. Pray for and with them. Show them how to release it like you are learning to do. Other people's maturity, spiritual growth, or salvation. We are each responsible for our own choices and growth. We can only impart knowledge and encouragement to others. The rest is God's department and the individual's choice. Too busy. Let's face it, most of us simply have too much on our plates, leaving no room for God. While some seasons are busier than others, you'd be surprised how much you could remove from your plate if you laid your schedule before the Lord. He'll show you what you can say no to in order to leave room for Him and other important things without undue stress. Self-imposed deadlines, tasks, and perfection. Doers are at risk here. I know that all too well. Setting unrealistic goals and deadlines adds so much needless stress. Ask God to help you set realistic dates to finish a goal and which projects to undertake. Strive for excellence, not perfection. Then you'll be able to accomplish those projects the Lord wants you to do and feel good about it. Guilt. Have you ever failed to obey God and haven't repented? Then confess and repent. You don't need to carry that guilt. Jesus has taken it away along with your sin. Sometimes, though, we take needless pain by blaming ourselves for an honest mistake, an accident, something we thought we did but didn't. We're being blessed when others aren't. This one is so important, we will cover it more next time. Another category is regrets and failures. We all make mistakes and fail at times, some of which we and others are still paying for. We all fall short. That's why we need the mercy and grace of God. The best thing we can do is to admit them, learn from them, and let God use them for His glory and our good. Pain and sorrow. The best thing you can do with this heaviness is to face it, not avoid it. By addressing your emotional pain, you'll be able to release it unto the Lord. Otherwise, it just remains hidden in the bottom of your backpack like lead. Allow your Abba Father to comfort you. Apply whatever He shows you. Without all that baggage, you'll be able to reach the heights and bring much glory to God with your life. Legitimate burdens. One of these is unavoidable busyness. Sometimes it's not our fault that we have too much going on. during these periods, any time really, focus on one issue or task at a time. Releasing your worries to God enables you to concentrate on one thing at a time. You'll be more efficient and effective because you won't be wasting time and energy on needless worry. Then afterwards, you'll have a good sense of accomplishment and confidence to handle those other issues. With God's help, that is. If you do it on your own, you're likely to feel like an octopus on roller skates. Another legitimate burden? Our family, ministry, job, and other God-given responsibilities. We need wisdom for each specific situation. There are no cookie-cutter answers here. So stay in God's Word, where the Holy Spirit will guide you in how to appropriately apply God's timeless principles for each individual situation. And remember, Christianity is not a Lone Ranger pursuit. Humble yourself and ask others for help as needed. So, my friends, ask your Lord to help you look at each item in your life's backpack so you can get relief by releasing each burden one by one. And stop hauling all that stuff you have no business carrying in the first place. See the text for resources to help you with your particular burden.